Hi, this is Bill Laimbeer, and you're listening to the T.C. Martin Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Check this out.
Well, it was about 24 hours ago that we talked to Bill Laimbeer before the draft, and now we talk after the draft with the Las Vegas Aces president and head coach. What's up, Bill?
I'm hanging in there today.
He was pretty cool yesterday. Got a chance to spend some time with us. Got a chance to see all the season ticket holders hanging out. You make the pick. You probably get to go home early. Only have one pick. And then, you know, now it's done. Now it's time for training camp, right?
Yeah, that's about how it went. It was the most boring draft for our side, I've seen in a long time.
But it's kind of a good thing, though, especially when you got the number one overall pick. I think that's got to be okay. All right, Bill, so now that we're after the draft, tell us how you arrived at the decision of picking Jackie Young out of Notre Dame.
It's kind of a complicated process. We were identified all the players, the seniors that were coming out, and they were some targets of ours. There was two juniors that we had our eyes on. One was Sabrina Nescu of Oregon. The other one was Jackie Young of Notre Dame. It was unclear whether they would declare for the draft this year. So we scouted them also, and we narrowed our choices down between Nescu and Jackie Young and Durr, Asia Durr from Louisville. And then Nescu bowed out, and Jackie Young declared at the last moment. We said, okay, that's our pick.
So let's go back. If Inescu is still in the draft, I know it probably makes a very tough decision for you, but which way would you have gone?
Don't know.
and thank
that
goodness.
That would have been a really tough call.
Now, that would have been sweating, right?
Two very fine players, and both play a different style, completely different style of how they do business. So that really would have been a very hard decision for us.
It seemed like you really wanted to go that guard position. So, in fact, it came down to Durr from Louisville and Jackie Young from Notre Dame, right? So what is it that tipped the scales for you with Jackie Young?
Well, I think she can play multiple positions. She can play a 1-2 or a 3, and she can guard a 1-2 or 3. So I think that's what was that put her over the top is – I can use her in multiple ways. She's a quality rebounder, and she's an outstanding defender, which is something that we could really use. So I think, and she's a great teammate. She's not an overbearing teammate to go and get hers all the time. She's very good at involving the rest of her players. Everything just kind of came together and was the right package for our nucleus of our ball club.
Well, let's be honest. She went to the best school on the planet too, right?
Well, we're all kind of biased on that one.
You like those Irish players. You're Irish yourself. And, of course, you got K-Mac, Kaylin McBride, Lindsey Young. Come on. It's all Irish, right?
Well, I was telling a reporter yesterday that, the Notre Dame kids play on the big stage every year. They're always in the Final Four, it seems like, and the pressure's always on them. They come from a fine program with lots of quality players, so they have to play good, sound team basketball. So, when you get them, they're already a step ahead of a lot of the other schools.
How many UConn players have you coached in your time in the WNBA? Because we're talking about programs and people, girls that are battle-tested.
More. I know Swin Cash and Kelly Schumacher, Mariah Jefferson, who I have right now.
Right.
I'm sure there was another one here or there in the mix.
And that does that go a long way with you when you're looking at stellar programs like that and good college coaches?
Yeah, it does. You don't have to train them in certain things. They're already familiar with how to play basketball. But the best part is they're familiar with how to play basketball with other quality players, where a lot of times a college player will be the star of the show on their team and the rest of the team are all supporting cast members. So they don't understand how to involve themselves and to be a solid teammate with really quality players. It takes time to learn that.
We've seen the evolution of the WNBA over the last 20 years and how much it's grown in quality. Speak a little bit, in your opinion, about the women's college basketball game, because it's not just about UConn anymore. It's Notre Dame. It's Mississippi State. It's Louisville. We've seen these other teams, Oklahoma. Over the last decade, and specifically the last 4 or 5 years, there are a lot of different players in there now.
Yeah, I think not only is there more quality players throughout the United States, but I think television and the proliferation of women's college basketball on TV all across the country especially the local ones, has really helped keep some players home or in their home market, so to speak. Because now they can, instead of going to UConn and Notre Dame and Tennessee, and they're the only teams that are on TV all the time, now everybody's on TV. The same thing had happened with the men's game back in 1980 when ESPN came along, where NBC had one game a week, Notre Dame was always on. But now when ESPN came along, everybody got to be on TV, and it's kind of spread the wealth of talent across the country.
How much does women's college basketball help the WNBA?
A lot. It's you know, because you get name recognition. This is what I mentioned. There's a lot of television of women's college basketball right now. Sundays is you know, everywhere on all the regional networks for women's college basketball. So that name recognition will follow. A lot more eyeballs on the players. The no players from Baylor and from you know, Michigan State or Missouri now. And so they'll be able to follow the name recognition of the pros. So there's a good familiarity coming in. So that's a big boost for the WNBA.
Bill Laimbeer, join us, head coach and the president of the Las Vegas Aces. Had a great time at Miller's Ale House yesterday with the draft party. The number one overall pick, Jackie Young, the guard, the 6-foot guard from Notre Dame. Let me ask you, Bill, how much did you consider Tierra McGowan? I know when we were together yesterday and trying to speculate which way you may go, McGowan, 6'7", she falls number 3 to Indiana. And I think there were a lot of people that were thinking, okay, maybe you get another big to team with Asia Wilson here. Because McGowan, obviously, great scorer, great rebounder, one of the best rebounders college basketball has ever seen. How much did you consider selecting her?
Briefly, to a point, it wasn't really what we needed to advance ourselves a little quicker. We need another piece to go with our core. I think Tierra is a very fine player, but I think it's going to take her a while to grow into the WNBA. She's still very raw. She's very big, but she's still very raw in her post moves, and learning this league for a big is very difficult because they're all mature women. We needed a guard to come in and play right now to give us guard depth. It was clear to us. And you know, we have Carolyn Soares and we have Kelsey Bono. We have Jisoo Park, who's a very fine player. So we have, you know, we'll call them serviceable bigs. But we need another person who can come in and make an impact. And I think Jackie Young is that player.
So the guard position, that was the position you really kind of targeted. I know yesterday we talked about just the best player available. If that best player was 6'5 or 6'7, would that have changed for you?
Yeah, I would say, and I wouldn't have changed it, but it would have really gave us a more difficult decision. I think it was a very easy decision to go with a guard at what talent was out there. And in my experience over the course of time, guards win.
Right.
You have to have guards, you know, because the big men don't bring the ball up the floor. They have somebody else has to come up and they have to pass it to them. So teams don't win championships without very, very, very good guard play.
Excellent point. Last point on the bigs and the 6'7 centers. The world got a chance really to get to know Kalani Brown from Baylor and her impressive tournament and season. Who'd you have ranked on your board there? Was it McGowan or Brown? Who'd you have ranked higher?
Probably McGowan, just because of the physicality and the presence that she has, their length and her shot blocking and her rebounding. Kalani's probably a little more skilled offensively, a little bit of perimeter shot, but McGowan is a rebounding machine and a shot blocker, and a lot of teams will need that.
All right, I want to ask you about Erica Ogunbowale from Notre Dame. She got most of the attention on that Notre Dame team. She ends up going number 5 to Dallas. Why is Jackie Young a better choice than her Notre Dame teammate?
We concluded that Ogunbowale was a straight-up 2,
right?
In our league. So, you know, we have other 2s we can play. You know, Plum can play 2. McBride plays our 2. You know, and we have, and so we needed somebody that can complement everybody, not just displace somebody. And I think Jackie Young is a much better defender.
Right.
And she's bigger and she's stronger. The only thing that, you know, Arike probably has on Jackie is a consistent scoring mentality. Doesn't mean that Arike can shoot better than Jackie. It's just that was Arike's job, was to go out and get buckets. And Young's job was to go out and be the glue player and make everything work.
Is Jackie Young an immediate starter and contributor?
Well, that's what you throw the bull up in training camp for. Yeah. I suspect that she's going to be very difficult to displace because she can get out there because she'll be our best defender by far on the court from the guard positions. So nobody is guaranteed anything in this league unless you're like an Asia Wilson. And so she's going to have to go earn whatever she gets, and I'm very confident that she's going to earn minutes. Whether at the start in her rookie year, she walks on the floor in the starting lineup in the first game, well, that's what she has to go prove.
Your point guard position, does Jackie Young fit into that point guard position, or is that Plum? I know you mentioned they both can play the one or the two, right?
Yeah, both can play the one or the two. I'm a lead guard person, not necessarily a
right.
point guard person. We have a point guard person in Mariah Jefferson also, who's a very fine player. So we have it covered across the board. And so I think our lead guard or our point guard, whatever anybody wants to call it, I think we're very solid there and we're deep there at the moment. And let's just keep on playing.
The roster looks very crowded now. And like you said yesterday, you only had one draft pick, but you had so many veterans that are coming back. How many players are you inviting to training camp? And talk a little bit about that competition. And how many spots are really up for grabs?
It's going to be very competitive. You're right. We do have a lot of players. Some aren't going to show up, you know, for the first, you know, week of training camp. They're going to be playing overseas still, so we need some more people in camp. Overall, I think, you know, every you can always say as a coach, yeah, there's all kinds of positions open, whoever plays their way in. But reality is the disparity of talent will dictate, you know, how many spots are really open. I think overall we have, I think, one position that will be in play and possibly two depending on how the training camp goes.
Well, Bill, see, you didn't have to come and go through all this today if you just would have told us who your pick was in the beginning yesterday.
Well, you know, you want to keep it a suspense, you know, and if I had leaked it out there early, well, then other teams would have been able to peg part of the draft, and you might have seen a little bit more different drafting or trading, which we didn't want to see happen. We want to see the draft go basically the way it did.
It was great seeing you yesterday, and of course, we'll look forward to seeing you when training camp starts on May the 5th, and then we got the exhibition opener, Mandalay Bay, on the 19th, and then it all starts for real, Mandalay Bay against the LA Sparks on the 26th, so give us a quick little preview of what's to come.
We're going to be a deciding team, I think. We're still going to be the youngest team in the league, I'm suspecting. So we're going to be, we can get up and down. We can score basketball. Now we've got to work on our defense a little bit better. At the end of the day, our philosophy may be first one to 100 wins.
All right, Bill, appreciate the time as always. Great job, and we look forward to talking with you real soon.
Wonderful. Thanks for the time.